최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues as we take a look at our 기사 제목 for today. 오늘의 기사 제목은 어린이날 시민상 62명 선정 청원초 피지환군 어린이상 대상인데요. 62 Children's Day Citizens Awardees selected. Pijiwon from Cheongwon Elementary School awarded as the winner of the Children's Award. And I know what you're thinking. Is there a Pishi? This is like news for me today. I've been hearing all about Pishi. 또 독특하네요. 독특할 만큼 상 받은 이분에 대해서는 알아보겠습니다. Let's take a listen to the news clip today.
Seoul시는 5월 청소년의 달을 맞이해 2022년 서울시민상, 어린이 청소년 각 부문 대상 등 수상자 총 62명을 선정해 4일 발표했습니다. 이날 수상자들은 교행 및 봉사활동을 솔선수범한 학생, 어학예술 등 다양한 능력을 발휘해 자신의 꿈을 키워가는 학생 등 타의 모범을 보인 학생들이 선정됐습니다. 어린이상 대상 수상자로는 청원초등학교 6학년 피지환 군이 선정됐습니다. 피지환 군은 창의과학에 관심을 갖고 과학지식 강연 청강, 각종 대회 참여 등 꾸준히 자신의 진로 실현에 노력해왔습니다. 이는 관련 대회 입상으로 이어졌습니다. 서울시 시민상은 어린이상, 소년상, 청년상, 청소년 지도상 등 4개 대상별, 2에서 5개 부문에 걸쳐 지난 1년 동안 타의 모범이 되는 우수한 공적을 가진 개인단체에 수여되는 상입니다. 서울시 청소년정책과장은 코로나19로 지난 한 해 활동에 많은 제약을 받으면서도 타인을 먼저 생각하고 배려하며 자신의 꿈을 키워나간 우리 어린이 청소년, 청소년 지도자들의 박수를 보낸다며 서울시는 어린이 청소년들이 건강하게 성장할 수 있도록 아낌없이 지원할 것이라고 말했습니다.
Look at that. We are celebrating all sorts of people today. 어린이날 시민상 62명 선정이 되었는데요. And of course, the 대상, the winner of it, was 피지환 군. So, let's take a look at the terms and expressions from our news today. There's a lot of big words here. First, we'll start off with 효행. 효행 is what we call filial piety or filial behavior. Now, if you're new to Korea, this is kind of an interesting word. If you're not, you hear it all the time because Korea has been a country under Confucianism, a Confucius influence, so to say, where you respect or you serve your elders and your parents. And it's considered as the number one norm in society. And it still remains a huge influence today. And so that seems like that was the reason why these kids was awarded. 그래서 이날 수상자들은 효행 및 봉사활동을 솔선수범한 학생, 어학예술 등 타의 모범을 보인 학생들이 이제 선정되었다고 하는데요. And so we hear a couple words here. Again, 솔선수범 is an example of initiative. So someone or action that one person doesn't end up with just words, prove it by doing it themselves. It's not just a talk the talk, but a walk the walk type of person. 타의 모범 here is set an example of others. So 타 here means just vaguely saying others, not specifying the person, but others in general. And we know 모범 as kind of model. So a model of others, so to say. 청강, it means to listen to the lecture, talks, or presentation. And of course, 입상 is to win a prize. Now, this includes prizes not in the top tier, but good enough to win a certain prize, you know, just barely made it, so to say. 진로 실현 means bringing career path to real life, kind of calling it to fruition, making it to fruition. So it takes a lot of effort to make that dream come true, right? And so he was awarded by making efforts in doing so. And so 공적 is public record or a log of good acts, you know, and remains in history. 수여 is a present or an award. Now again here, 배려하다 means to be considerate, and I think that goes along with the theme of filial piety, with the theme of 효행 as well. And so let's take a look at the full translated article. Celebrating the youth month in May, the Seoul Metropolitan Government selected a total of 62 winners, including the 2022 Seoul Citizens Award in each category of children and teenagers, and announced them on the 4th. On this day, the winners were selected as students who took the initiative in filial piety and volunteer work, and students who developed their dreams by demonstrating various abilities such as language and art. Pi Ji-hwan, a 6th grade student at Changwon Elementary School, was selected as the winner of the Children's Award. Pi Ji-hwan has been interested in creativity and science and has consistently made efforts to realize his career by listening to lectures on science knowledge and participating in various competitions. This led to the winning of related competitions. The Seoul Citizen Award, Children and Youth Division, is awarded to individuals and organizations with excellent achievements that have been exemplary to others over the past year in 2 to 5 categories, including the Children's Award, Boy Award, Youth Award, and Youth Guidance Award. Head of the Seoul Youth Policy Division said, "We applaud our children, teenagers, and youth leaders who thought and cared about others first despite many restrictions on their activities last year due to COVID-19. It certainly is quite commendable, and we certainly encourage our kids not only to take part in filial piety, not only to respect and honor their elders, but also to love themselves and make sure that their dream comes true. Well, in any case, we are celebrating lots of people today, in particular children, as well as people who've certainly helped them out. Once again, who has helped you out in recent times, or who have you helped out? Let us know. #1013, longer messages for 101, shorter messages for 51. We'll leave you guys with a quick song. Here's Mika, Celebrate.